getting into it. And that's the question. Why? Why you want to? Maybe there's the
but remedy that. There's no difference.
Got the Mishnah. Harei alai legaleach chatzin nazir. It is incumbent upon me to be megaleach chatzin nazir. Now, as the Gemara will explain, and we'll see more of this in the Gemara, there is no such thing as a chatzin nazir. There is a thing that a nazir has to bring korbanos, and the cost will make up a price, $300. So chatzin could be that he wants to pay for the korbanos of a half and of. I'm sorry, of half the korbanos of a nazir, which would mean he would contribute $150 to the cause. Or he could say that he wants to be megaleach a half a nazir, which doesn't exist, which would automatically obligate him to be megaleach a nazir. Because he can't be megaleach a half, so he must mean that he wants to be megaleach a whole nazir. Now, we'll see that in the Gemara. Harei alai legaleach chatzi nazir. And his friend heard, and he again accepted the same upon himself. So they each have to pay full price for korbanos. We interpret their words, and the Gemara will explain what case we're talking about. We interpret their words to mean that they each want to bring a whole set of korbanos. Because again, the second one is immaterial here. It's the first one that counts, and the second one is accepting the same thing. The Rush is going to bother, why did the Gemara even bother bringing the second one, the Mishnah? Our question is not what the second one meant. Our question is what the first one meant. And whatever the first one meant, the second one meant. So why did we have to bring the second one in here? The Rush will discuss it. Now, it's interesting because this Rush is not in our Rush. It's in the Haggadah of Tehillim, or the Sheet of Mukabetzes brings it. I will read it, and he will answer this question.
If he said half, why would you think it's whole?
Again. Doctor, we have to have a little bit of patience, because the Gemara is going to discuss this very thing in the next five lines. They each pay for half the korban. So the mayor is saying they each pay for the whole korban, for a whole carbon for a nazir. And Rabbanan say you each pay for half a carbon. Meaning, as I said, if the carbonas cost $300, according to a mayor, each would shell out three, and according to the Rabbanan, each would shell out 150. It wouldn't have to be given to the same nazir. We don't care who they give it to. They would give it to a nazir, and he would use it towards his carbonas. Zuck the rush. Now, there is no rush in our Mishnah, in my print. But in the Haggadah of Tehillim, they added it. And some people have it in their print. And I will read it loud and translate it. And that will answer the question, what do we need the second one for? Before we get involved in Dr. Harris's question, which is going to be the exact wording and meaning, we're going to first see the Rush's interpretation of why we needed a second man in this Mishnah. Because if you notice, the band of Chachamim are arguing about the first guy. The second guy is not necessary for this case. Dr. Rush. That's our Mishnah. So the Rush adds the following words, and again, some people don't have this Rush. This could have been said with one person. So Amar, Harei Olai Chas Legalei Chatsi Nazir, Beloi Shama Chaveirai. Shama Chaveirai is immaterial, unimportant, has nothing to do with the Shaila of our Mishnah. El Ravusa de Rameir Naftei. It's a Chiddush in Rameir. Beloi Tema, Sheini Bod Lamalois, Masha Chisur Harishan. Don't think when the first one said half, the second one says, I'll do the other half. And they're both completing, they mean to join together, to bring a whole set. It's like each one said, I will bring half the korbanos. We shouldn't say that if the first guy says it, the second guy says it, they're in cahoots. And what they mean to do is together bring a whole set. No, each one is doing their own thing, and we judge each one on their own meaning, and the Gemara will explain that. And according to a mayor, it means each one brings a whole set. First guy and second guy. According to the Chachamim, each one brings a half a set. The Havamina would have been that since each says half, even Rameh would agree that they're working together, and together they want to bring a whole set. But the Mishnah is telling me, no, that's not what's happening. Again, so the reason the Mishnah added a second guy is for this extra chiddush that we view them separately, we don't take them together. Now, we haven't explained our Mishnah well at all. So that's why the Gemara is going to do the trick, or try, I mean, the Gemara does the trick, we'll try to understand the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Hakol Maidim, everybody agrees, Hekalechad the Amar Chati Karbonus Nazir Alai. Now notice the wording. He says, half the Karbonus of a Nazir is upon me. Now there's no other way to read this except that the Chati is going on the Karbonus. Right? Chati Karbonus Nazir Alai. He didn't say Chati Nazir. He said Chati Karbonus Nazir. Half of the Karbonus of a Nazir. So his wording was very clear that the half is not on the Nazir, the half is on his obligation of Karbonus. So when a person words it that way, with the word Chatzi next to Karbonus, in a lie all the way at the end, right?
Well, this means very
that Chatzi Karbonus.
It takes $150. It takes $150 and just gives it to the Beis Hamikdash, right?
He gives it to a Nazir to bring his Karbonus. Reuven is a Nazir, and this guy said, I will give half the Karbonus. So he walks over to Reuven and I says, you have a $300 bill. Here is $150 that you can use for your Karbonus. Now, Reuven would have to use it for his Karbonus, but it would save Reuven $150 because the other guy is paying for half of his Karbonus.
Well, why is the Gemara, Rebbe saying the honest truth, I understand, but why can't it just be is, I want to give, eventually maybe there'll be someone out there that needs some money for his Korban Nazir, so there'll be a little Gemach over there for, why do I have to have a guy in mind that I'm doing it for?
Who said you have a guy in mind? I never said that. He has an obligation to pay $150 towards a carbon nazir. That's what I said. I never said he has to have somebody in mind. As long as this money is for the carbon nazir. That's all I said. He brings the value, he gives the money towards half the carbon. No questions asked. Next case. Karbonus chati nazir alai. He says, I want to bring the karbonus of a half a nazir. Now notice, the word chati is not before karbonus, but it's before nazir. Karbonus chati nazir. I want to bring a carbon of a half a nazir. So there's no such thing as a half a nazir. If somebody becomes a half a nazir, he becomes a complete nazir. Therefore, when a guy says, I want to bring the karbonos of a half nazir, he's really saying, I want to bring the karbonos of a whole nazir. Because a half a nazir is a whole nazir. So he's not saying half the karbonos. Notice the wording. The word chati is not said before karbonos. It's said before nazir. And a chati nazir is a whole nazir. Therefore, a chati nazir is a whole nazir. So therefore, he brings the carbon of a nazir. It's a chati nazir equals nazir. And therefore, karbonos nazir alai. Even though he used the word chati, which can't be. So which means, whatever the halacha of chati nazir is, I will bring their karbonos. So chati nazir is a nazir. So he the Kabbalah of a Nazir. It's all in the wording. Notice the way he expressed himself. He didn't say Chati Korbanos, he said Chati Nazir.
Rabbi, why isn't a Chati Nazir a nothing?
Because we learned that before, that if a guy becomes a Nazir for 15 days, he's a Nazir for 30 automatically. Once the person says, we have like Nazir, he's automatically, it's a 30-day minimum. And he can't cut that minimum. That question you asked, it's been asked. If a guy wants to be a nazir for 50 days, right, isn't he saying that he doesn't want to be a nazir for more? That's what you're asking. So therefore, he shouldn't be any nazir.
I'm just saying, if he's saying something that would be nonsensical, like there's no such thing as a Hasi Nazir, why don't we say then it's all nonsense? But your answer is it's really the same as trying to cut the required minimum length.
Exactly, which is a good question that you're asking. If a guy says he only wants to be a Nazir for 10 days, we tell him it's impossible, so he says forget it, right? We say we make him a Nazir for 30 days. The minute he says he wants to be a nazir for 10, we say he's a nazir for 30. Your question is, the guy said, I never meant this. I only wanted to be a nazir for 10. So that's your question, which is a valid question, which I don't really have a good answer, except to say the minute he says he wants to be a nazir, he has no other eye. He becomes a nazir for 30 days. Again, I don't have a good answer to your question. It's the same question there as here.
Right. Right.
Okay, so if he says, Chabat kavan of chati nazir rabai, kule carbon by yisuya, he has to bring the whole carbon. Mataima. But we ask the naziris lapalga. We don't find a half a naziris. Therefore, automatically, he must mean kavan of, meaning he means exactly what he says. He'll bring the kavanos of somebody who says chati nazir. That person's a nazir, so therefore he has to bring the carbon of a nazir. So, again, I'm just pointing out that it all is in the wording. Chatzi Karbonos means half the value of the Karbonos. Chatzi Nazir means a whole Nazir. So he's saying Karbonos of a whole Nazir. Now, where is the Machlokes in our Mishnah? He pligi, Belishna de Masnisim pligi. They're arguing in the Lashon of the Mishnah. I'm going to read it. I'm going to try to explain it to the best of my ability. We'll see as we go along. Remeir Savar, Hivin de Amar Hari Alai, Yichai Bakul Karbon. Now, in the Mishnah, he worded it. He didn't say chatzi karbanos. He didn't say karbanos chatzi nazir. He said harei alai legaleach chatzi nazir. So Remeir says the minute he says harei alai, yichayev akul dekarben naziris. Harei alai legaleach is automatically a whole naziris. Vechikamer chatzi naziris lav kol kamine. And when he says Chati Naziris, the way the Gairis is here, Chati Nazir, instead of Chati Naziris, Lav Kokamine is not within his ability. Rabbanan Savri, Nadiru Pesach Imayhu, no, he's explaining himself. He means, Harei Alai V'Galayach, means to pay for the Kabbalas that of a half, meaning half the Kabbalas of a Nazir. Now, the question boils down the way the Rishayim explained it. The Gemara that we had mentioned before once, a few times in our 23 years of learning, Dirshu, that's a Gemara Tmura. A guy says he wants to make an animal a Tmura's Ayla and a Tmura's Shlaman. He says, Hari Allah, Tmura's Ayla, a Tmura's Shlaman. Now, it's us to make a Tmura, but we're not getting involved in that. The guy is making this animal in exchange for an Ayla and in exchange for a Shlaman. So Remeir says, Tafas Lashon Rishon. We hear Tmuras Ayla, and therefore that kicks in, and therefore Tmuras Shlamim cannot kick in, because you can't be both, and since you can't be both, automatically we go with the first words, and the first words are Tmuras Ayla. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, if the guy says both, and he meant both, what we do is we wait for this animal to get a mum, we sell it, and use half the money for an Ayla, and half the money for a Shlamim. So Rabbi there says, we go by his first part of the words. And the words can't be the way he said it, we say, take his first half of the words. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you take the whole sentence and then figure out what to do with the whole sentence. Right? Remeir ignores the Tmura Shlamim. He views that since it's impossible to make this animal both, he automatically would go with his first half. Now, but here the problem will become, but the guy is claiming he didn't mean it. Again, this is a problem that I don't really know the answer for. Because Rabbi Yossi says, we asked him what he meant, and he says, if I meant both, we take the whole sentence. So Rabbi Yossi says, no. Tavos Lashon Rishon says, we don't take the whole sentence. Since the sentence makes no sense to us, we take the first half of the sentence, even though the guy claims he never meant it. And again, this is a problem that I have that I don't have a solution. So here, he's in the same situation. Now, had he said Kurbanus Chatzin Nazir, he would have meant half the Kurbanus. Had he said, the second one was, what was the other one? Is Chat Kurbanus Chatzin Nazir, there's no such thing. But here he said, Harei Alai Legaleach Chatzin Nazir. We hear that he wants to be Megaleach. We hear the first words, he wants to be Megaleach. He wants to bring Kurbanus. Right? We don't hear half Kurbanus. We don't hear those words. That's his explanation later on. But his words indicate he wants to be Megaleach, somebody who's a Chatzin Nazir. There is no such thing. Even though he's explaining that he meant, I want to pay for half the Kurbanus. Now, he didn't say Kurbanus Chatzin Nazir. He said, I realize the Megaleach. You could interpret these words. I want to be Megaleach, half of the Kurbanus of the Nazir. Right, that the chatz is going on the galeach because it's in the middle. It's in the middle of right chatzin nazir, but at the same time it's the galeach chatzi of the nazir. So Rameya hears the first half, which is to bring a whole thing, and Rabbanan hear the sentence, and they say if he explains himself that he means half, we accept his interpretation. So b'chikamar chatzin nazir slav kochemineh, Rabbanan sabin neder u'pesach imayu. He explains himself. The words explain themselves. If he interprets it that way, we accept it. Now, the Rush is going to do a better job of explaining to me, but again, I agree that understanding Rameyer is the hard part, because Tafas Lashon Rishon is something that is hard to understand. Why are you accepting the first one if the guy says he didn't mean it? I don't have a good interpretation for that.
Rabbi, what
Dr. Rush.
Rabbi, what if the guy says, Hari Alai Chatzi Karbanos?
Then he would only be chayiv. So let's see the Rush. I think I hear you loud and clear. Let's see the Rush, the way he interprets it. The Rush, I don't know where you have it. I have it on the last line on the Amud Beis. I don't know where everybody else has it. Heichi d'amar chatzi kabanas nazir, chatzi kabanas boyi sude. When he says chatzi kabanas nazir, he brings chatzi kabanas. Kibu d'amar chatzi kabanas. Yifra, or Yipara, I don't know how to pronounce it, Menazir Echar, Dimei Chatzi Kabanaisa. You pay one Nazir for half his Kabanas. Abel. Abel. If Amar Kabanas Chatzi Nazir Elai, the Nazir, Kibin Boy Aftuchan Chatzi Nazir, we don't find the half of Nazir, Havikilu Kibin Olam Kabanas Nazir Shalom. It's like saying Kabanas of a Nazir, because there's no such thing as a Chatzi Nazir. A Chatzi Nazir is a whole Nazir. Rameyer Savar, Kivin Dama Hari Alai, Ichayev Bekule Karban is Yerusei. Since he says Hari Alai, he's Chayev in the whole Karban. Rameyer Litamei, the Islai Tafas Lashon Rishon, he always goes by the beginning. B'chiyama Hari Alei Legaleach, Habakilu Amar Taglacha Shalei Mishol Nazir. See, that's the answer to Dr. Harris. He didn't say Harei Chatzi Kurbanos. He said Harei Alai Legaleach. Legaleach means a complete taglachas. That's what the word Legaleach means. He didn't say I'll bring half Kurbanos. He said Harei Alai Legaleach. Galeach is interpreted as saying the whole. It's as if he said whole and then half. Since he said whole first, that's what kicks in. Shanazir. That indicates that the word Megaleach is the Legaleach, a Koya Chatzin Nazir, claim a Chatzin Kabanas Nazir Elai. After he says the word Chatzin Nazir, you can go back and interpret it that he meant the Kabanas, Lad Kol Kamine. Because once he said Harei Elai Legaleach, the verb of Legaleach means the whole thing. Legaleach and bringing Kabanas is synonymous. Galeach means I will pay for the kabbalah necessary for this guy to take a haircut. And therefore, it means I pay all the kabbalah. Then he adds Chatzi Nazir, which we now can interpret to mean he only wanted to pay for the half. Right? It's not like he said kabbalah Chatzi Nazir. He said, it's not that. Kabbalah Chatzi Nazir means kabbalah of a whole Nazir. The Galeach, it could be interpreted the whole, and then he says Chatzi Nazir, he wants to change his mind. Or, explain, it's like Tmuras Ayla, Tmuras Shlomim. Therefore, Rav Kol Kamine, the Tzavos Loshem Rishon, the Mashmet Taglach HaShleima. Avon Omer Lehai Rechlai Chatsi Karbonis Naziris. But if he puts Chatsi before the word Karbonis, L'shayach Lachim L'meim Tzavos Loshem Rishon. He never said the word L'galayach. He never committed himself to any complete. He immediately committed himself to half. L'shayach Lachim L'meim Tzavos Loshem Rishon. The Hari Alai Lechlum Kam Abeloi Siyim Dvorov. Hari Alai needs a verb afterwards, or an obligation afterwards. The Hari Alai is not an obligation until you have the end of the sentence. And here, the first word after Hari Alai is Chatzi, whereas there, the first word after Hari Alai is a Galeach. And therefore, the Galeach indicates all. Chatzi indicates half. And therefore, Remeir says, once he said all, that's how we go. We don't accept his interpretation later. And again, as I explained earlier, I have a hard time understanding Remeir. I have the same hard time by Tamura Saila, Tamura Shlomo. The guy claims I never meant Tamura Saila. I meant both. We don't accept it. We say we heard Tamura Saila. Again, I will admit, I don't understand Remeir well. Not there, not here. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Chachamim Aymrim, Rabbanu Sabri, Nadir Pesachim Ayu. It means half of what it costs for a nazir. Not saying the kavanas are the half a nazir. There means the kavanas mashma the whole thing. So again, to add the word kulot. So again, kavanas of a half a nazir means all the kavanas of a half a nazir, which is everything. We're interpreting it to mean he wants to pay for half the geluach. The half of the Geluach. Whereas in the case, according to a mayor, since he said Harel the Galea, he means the whole thing. And then when he wants to retract or explain, it's too late because of Tzavos Loshem Rishon. Again, one second. I will admit, and I'll say it one more time so nobody should ask me because I don't have the answer. I don't know why, according to a mayor, he cannot interpret his words afterwards. And we override his interpretation with the halacha of Tzavos Loshem Rishon. Again, I can't answer that question. So that's what people mean to ask. I can't answer it. Yes.
Why are we stressing the korbanos b'lashon giluach? That's just the. Let's say you bring the korbanos without the giluach, you're still kind of the korbanos, right? You know what I'm saying? Well, why didn't you say the korbanos? I don't know why are we saying galiach?
That's the lashon of kikar.
It's a good question. The rishayim.
What's the answer? I don't hear about galiach. He does the commotion.
Okay. Hello. The Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnai says that the word Giluach means Havas Kavanas Nazir. And the reason it's called Giluach is because that's what it has. And he brings a Raya from the last Mishnah, because that's where the question should have been asked. In the last Mishnah, a lot ago, it said, I read Galai with Galayach Nazir. And over there, nobody asked me why it meant Kavanas. But the Rambam asks it over there. Maybe he means a haircut. And the answer is, the Rambam, Giluach in Mishnah terms of Nazir means the Kavanas that allow Giluach. So the Rambam in Perash HaMishnayos doesn't ask it as a question and an answer. He says it as a statement. That from the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, we see that the Galeach means Kavanas. See, Rav Ram's kasha should have been asked.
I erred for waiting till now to say it. I should have asked it before.
Right.
I'm trying to make you feel bad. Yeah.
No, not at all. I'm just pointing out that the kasha could have been asked then, that's all.
I have a similar question to Ram. There's two questions involved. A nazir has to do iluach on himself, or someone does it for him. Plus, he tests.
My assumption always was I never remember a discussion about that. I assume someone does it for him. I know Raya.
Diamond. What was that, Rabbi?
I assume someone does it for him. But it's not a, it's a, it's an immaterial thing of who does it. Anybody can do it. It's just his hair has to go off.
That's not my point.
Yeah, that's so irrelevant.
He can't stop being a nuzer until he does giluach. Plus, he has to take that hair and put it and burn it under the korban. Right?
We'll talk about that later, whether that's ma'akav or not, but it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, let me, so what's the question? So you're asking the same question, the Rambam point again.
You're asking
maybe
the same question. That's
the
exact same question.
Exactly the same. I think so.
Right. You're asking the same question.
I don't know if
we're going to talk about that. Zag the Mishnah Vayter. Hareini Nazir, I'm sorry, Zag the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir L'shiyeli Ben. Somebody is all full of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says he'll be a Nazir when he has a son. But neither of Ben, and he had a son. I have a Nazir. There's no Kiddush in that. Guy says he wants to be a Nazir when he has a son, and he got a son. He's a Nazir. I raised that neither of Bas, Tumtum Vandragonis, if he had a daughter, or a Tumtum and an Andragonis, which I will explain in a second, ain't a Nazir. Not a Nazir. Now, a Bas is a girl, and a Tumtum is someone who's who is born with a covering over his genital area. And nobody can tell whether he's male or female. It's not visible whether he's male or female. Now, in 2025, there would never be a tumtum, because if there ever a child born that way, they would immediately perform surgery and remove that covering. In the time of the Mishnayos and Gemara, it would kill the baby more and more often than not. So they did not perform the baby surgery. And the baby growing up, without knowing whether they were male or female. That's what usually happened. So sometimes later in life, they found an indication, but sometimes they didn't. And therefore, a tumtum is a suffix dog or suffix tekeva. So here's a guy that said he's going to be a nazir when he has a son, and he has a tumtum, which he doesn't know what it is. It might be a son, it might not be a son. Or an androgynous. An androgynous is someone who has both genital simanim. He has both male and female genitalia. And therefore, the Torah views him, it says big machlekes, but for our purposes, the Torah views him as a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. Now, I understand from doctors that this does happen today. I don't know what they do, but they medically correct something there, and they either make him a male or female. Halachically, what they should do is make him a male, not a female. I'm not getting involved now, but that's what the halacha would require people to do. I don't know what they do today. I never dealt with a question lamaisa, but I'm told by doctors that this does happen. Ain't another. He's not
a tumtum is one or the other. A tumtum is actually just we just don't know.
Correct.
Well, what can we just wait to see how they develop?
There's no way to tell.
Well, when they reach puberty, you can probably tell.
I was very careful. I said sometimes they can figure out and sometimes they can't.
I know, but I'm asking you, you can very easily figure out. Really? One can easily figure out during puberty how if he's developing to a male or a female. They have different simanim, male and female.
I don't know. The Gemara says you can't figure out, so I can't answer your question. I always assumed that figuring it out has to be a definitive figuring out, and that can't be done unless we have genitalia. Again, I can't argue with you because I'm not a doctor, but the Mishnah is arguing with you because the Mishnah said you can't figure it out. Androgynous is both and has a suffix halacha. So the halacha is ein nazir. And this is going like the Mandiyamah that says that no one is willing to be a suffix nazir. That's Rabbi Huda. If you remember, we had a machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, where a guy said, it'll be a nazir if there's 100 kor in that pile, and he got there and it was stolen. Rabbi Shimon says he's a suffix nazir, and Rabbi Huda said nobody wants to become a suffix nazir, and therefore he's not a nazir. That was what we had earlier. This is a repeat of that machlekes, because over here we have the same thing. The guy is a suffix nazir, and Rabbi Huda says when he said ben, he meant that he knows he has a ben. Not a suffix, Ben. If Amar Lishiyir Livlad, what if he says he wants to be a Nazir if he has a child? Afilu Nailu Labas Tumtum Badraganus has a Nazir. A child can be a boy, a girl, a Tumtum, or an Adragan. That is so far the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Ipilo Isai ain't a Nazir. If his wife miscarries, he's not a Nazir. Because, now let me explain the way the Rishayim explain. This is the big Machlokes Rishayim. But I'm assuming one of the Shitas in the Rishayim. So, again, I'm just going to assume that way. In Halakha, Hipila Ishtai means she miscarried, that it was not... Okay, there's two kinds of miscarriages. A miscarriage of a not fully developed baby, and that, according to the Mishnah, is somebody who does not have a full 9 months pregnancy. That is not viable. Now, I'm not going to get involved in this Manazah. Things are different. But in those days, for a baby to be viable, it has to be a full 9 months, unless it was a 7 month pregnancy, which is a different track in those days. We'll talk about that later. But it was a full 9 month pregnancy. If it's not a full 9 month pregnancy, the Gemara views the baby as non-viable. There's been nishtana hateva, not true anymore. But in those days, a non-9-month baby with not complete 9 months could not live. 8 plus could not live. The only viable baby was a baby that had full 9 months. Not in the 9 months, but 9 months. Again, don't bring a raya from 2025. Nishtana hateva. The Rishayim must speak it out. You can't bring a raya from today to the time of the Mishnah. Now, a woman that miscarried 2 days before the end of the 9 months, or a week before the end of the 9 months, miscarried a non-viable baby. So this man did not have a son. Son means a viable son. A woman that miscarried or gave birth to a dead baby, Rachmana Litzvah, on the end of 9 months, did have a son. Unfortunately, not a living son. But he said, if my wife gives birth to a son, she did. He was viable. Didn't live, but he was viable. And therefore, he would be a Nazir. So here's a guy, his wife miscarried. It's a suffix. The suffix, whether it was a complete 9 months. Now, if it wasn't 9 months, it was a fetus early stages, it wouldn't be a Shaila. Everybody would agree he's not a Nazir. But here, his wife miscarried at the end of 9 months, either at or right before, and that's a Shaila viability. So the Tanakhama says you don't enter into a suffix. He should say like this. I don't know. Reb Shimon holds you do go with suffix. Therefore, he should say, if this was a viable child, I'm a Nazir because I accepted that. If not, I will accept now a Nazir Nadava because what happens is, if not, he's stuck. Suffix Nazir is worse off than a Vadai Nazir. If he can't bring Kabbanas, he might not be a Nazir. This way, he says, if I'm not a Nazir, I'll become a Nazir anyway, and that way I can bring Kabbana to the end and take care of my disease.
I thought there was no such thing as a suffix Nazir.
That was my question of Yehuda. Does a person enter into a suffix or not? Mm-hmm. We had this machlokes by the pile, right? Let's go back to the case of the pile. Reb Shimon there said he's a Nazir because there might have been 100.
Right.
Now, we had many cases that the Rosh said Sabbath Nazir Lahakul. That was Reb Yehuda Shita. The Rosh has been operating through this Masechta with Reb Yehuda Shita that when you don't know, you go to the Kula because nobody wants to be a Sabbath Nazir. But Reb Shimon says the person is willing to be a Sabbath Nazir.
Okay.
So the way to get out of Sabbath Nazir is to become a Vadai Nazir by saying if he wasn't a Nazir till now, he becomes a Nazir, and therefore at the end he can bring Kabbalas either way. Oh, thanks for my time. Chazir Yoda, the mother gave birth now to a viable son. So according to Yehuda, he was never a Nazir the first time, so this is his first son, Harizeh Nazir. He's a Nazir. Because this is a viable son, and he said, when I have a viable son, I will be a Nazir. He just had a viable son. Rabbi Shimon Eimer. Now Rabbi Shimon has a problem. He might have been a Nazir already. He might not have been a Nazir already. So he's back to being a Sopik Nazir. He says as follows, Im Arishin Ben Kayama, if the first one was viable, Arishin Chayim V'Zudidava. So my first one was obligatory, and this one, the guy is giving as a donation, he's accepting the Ziris, in Laad, but if the first one wasn't viable, so my first one didn't count for my obligation, because I wasn't obligated, I accepted it, Arishin Adava V'Zudidava. So basically, he becomes a Nazir two times, by each birth. Either the first one is his nether of Gili Bane, or the second one. But either way, he's a suffix, so he has to be a Nazir anyway, and bring two sets of Kavanas, one after the first birth, one after the second birth. Now, I want to be honest. I want to go back to the case of Tumtum and Andragonus. I said that according to Shimon, he would be a Nazir because it's a suffix. I take that back. We're trying to say that even according to Shimon, that kind of a suffix, nobody has in mind. Nobody thinks of birth being a tumtum and andragonus. People know that births can be viable or not viable, but nobody in their mind thinks of a baby being a tumtum and andragonus. It's beyond the person's thought process. And even Rav Shimon would agree in that case that he's not a suffix nazir. That's what the Rishonim speak out. A suffix, whether there's going to be 100 kor there or not, is a suffix that's, you know, if there are risks there. A suffix, whether it's going to be viable or not viable, in those days, was a real suffix that people thought about. A lot of babies did not survive childbirth. But this one, and a suffix of a tumtum and andragonus, even in those days, was a very non-frequent thing, and the person never meant to include that. So they say, when he said Ben, that's not a suffix even in the script. I just want to be honest, that's what the Rishonim speak up.
I mean, is this different than Grogris and Vela? I mean, meaning, who's to say he didn't think that? You know what I mean? Or is that different than Nazir mina Vela? Meaning,
Nazir mina Vela. Nazir mina Vela is an impossibility. I don't understand the connection. Here the guy became a regular Nazir on condition.
So the question is that a condition you think of? Meaning,
listen to his words. When he has a son, he wants to thank Hashem and be a Nazir. He wants to bring, this is his way of thanking Hashem. Don't ask me why, talk to his rabbi. He wants to thank Hashem by being a Nazir. So he accepts upon himself the Ziris when his one wife gives birth to a son. Now, that happened. But it was a tumtum. So the question is, according to Shimon, who says, by suffix you become a suffix nazir, is that included? So I would have said yes if I didn't see the Rishonim. Rishonim say that even Rav Shimon considers that a far out, and it was never in his mind to accept a suffix on that basis. Again, I'm just speaking it out, not necessary from Pshat to Gemara, just a fact that the Rishonim is saying Rav Shimon would agree in that case. Whereas in the case that the baby is born dead, Rachmana Lutzman, and we don't know whether it was viable or not, whether it was a complete 9 months or not, that's a very frequent thing. It's in the person's mind, and he would be a Sabbat Nazir. That's the difference.
I mean, probably two questions. One, when somebody says, if I have a child, he probably doesn't mean a dead child. I mean, yeah, it happens, but that's not what he had in mind. He wants a son.
We interpret the words, again, it has to do with interpretation, that Ben means a viable child. A nine-month-old baby is a viable child. I mean, let's just reword that thing, okay? Let's say the baby lived for 10 minutes and died. What would one say then? Which, by the way, Hipila Ishta might mean that. Let's say the baby lived for 20 minutes and died. Right. So, according to Yehuda, that proves non-viability. Right? A Ben Shemaina can live a little bit and then die.
Right.
So, it's not viable. But according to Shimon, it might have been a viable child. The fact that it died might have been because of some other thing, contact with COVID. You know what I mean?
So, the second question is, if Tum Tum and Andragonus are so far out there, then if someone says, if I have a child, then they should also not be... Why? Why? In that case, he is a nazir. Well, he's a child. This isn't it. If it's so out there, neither should be.
Child. That's the difference.
What's that?
Again, I'm just saying. Again, I hear you. If I wouldn't know the Rishayim, I would have agreed with you. But I do know the Rishayim, so I was being honest. That's all.
No, but according to the Rishayim, it's a question then, right?
I hear your question. I don't have a good answer. I mean, I can answer you if you want me to. But it's going to be something we're going to go back and forth. Rishayim is saying child means any child. Any child. Makes no difference. As long as it's viable, I don't care. According to Yehuda, according to Shimon, even we don't know, a child is a child. A son means somebody that's a boy, that's visibly a boy, whereas a child means any child. So you can argue with me and say, if he didn't mean any son, why does he mean any child? That's what the Mishnah is saying. Child means any child, and son means a recognizable boy. It's an interpretation in words.
Does an Ephel get a name? He gets a
business. It's nothing to do. It makes no difference.
It's not a son if he gets a bris mila too? I mean, I know the answer is no. Why is an Ephel not considered a boy?
Again, the interpretation of Ben as a viable son has nothing to do whether we do a bris mila or not. The reason we do a bris mila has to do with neshamas and things like that, but it's zero to do with whether he had a viable child.
And when they ask him, the doctor asks, have you given birth before? The lady says, yeah, I had a son, but he died. There's an Ephel.
Right.
Okay, so that's halacha.
Again, I'm trying to figure out what you just meant, but again, a son means viable son. Whether he lives or not, he was viable. The halachas of bris mila have nothing to do with viability.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what you just said. I have to do with the doctor. I don't know what the doctor has to do with this.
Okay, it has nothing to do with this. But the point is that he did have a son. But because he
did not. He did not have a son. He had a Nephil.
Mm-hmm. He had a male Nephil.
Correct. It's not Ben. That's not what Ben means.
Okay.
Again, I said it to my husband, the Rishayim to learn totally different, but I'm learning like one of the Jesus in the Rishayim. That's all.
Okay.
Dr. Raj, Chazav Yoda, Achat Shekibel Olof Nazir Rebbe Korban. Right? She had this Napo, the Suffolk Napo, Suffolk Ben Tayama, and according to Shimon, he already went and brought a Korban, and now she gave a second birth. So according to Yehuda, Ari said Nazir. Shemach Mosan Nefel Lechalal of Nazir. According to Reb Shimon, the coin of Yehudi was never Nazir yet. Reb Shimon, Tzarech Lahasnes, Kibri Shaini, has to make the second same tonight. Shema Echad Raya Ben Kayama. Now here comes the Rosh that says, Abayin Reb Shimon Beyol the Tumtum to Lehavi Nazir. That's what I spoke out moments ago. Reb Yehudi, Reb Shimon agrees by a Tumtum. Avagav, the Tumtum, where is it? Right. Avagav, Abachad, Avi, Sabi, Zalka, Sabi, Zekeba. The Lesveik Kazoo, with Machas Nafshay. Nobody enters into that subject. So he died to Al Tumtum Kwal. Tumtum was totally out of his reach in thinking. That's my right. I'm Ila Membra.
I mean, does that mean also androgynous?
Yeah. Yes. That's my right. I'm Ila Membra. What is the Kiddush of the first gate to the Mishnah? Harani Nazar Shirley Ben, Yolda Ben, Harade Nazar. Thank you very much. What did the Mishnah just teach me that I couldn't figure out? Something of my Mishnah Sefer. The Chiddush is the Sefer. What is the Sefer? Bas Tumtum Vadreganus, Ein Nazar. Because it's not a son. Pressing my Mishnah. What's the Chiddush about that? Isn't that obvious? Does the Gemara know? Mao the Tamer like Shebanu the Kamar. Maybe Ben doesn't mean son. Maybe Ben means Ibana Gamanoichi Mimena. We have the Pasuk in verses like 8 say, the Rahu says, I will be built through giving you Bilha. Children is called a binyan, a building. Maybe Ben refers to having a building, having a continuity, having somebody. Now, I'm not talking about living now. I'm talking about having a viable child. Maybe that's what Ben means. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, no, that it doesn't mean that. It means the law, it means the son. Let me reword that a little bit. The word Ben can mean son. The word Banim can mean children. Because children are the building of the house. They build. It's the future generation. So what does Ben mean? Son or building? So the Mishnah's Chiddush is, Ben means son, not any other type of child. Rashi. Mal de teme le shabonah kamar, kleme ben de kamar loshim binyan, kemai ve bonah gamanoichi mimena. Like the pasuk of Ibonah gamanoichi mimena, I will rebuild. So one can view Ben as not a gender, but as a building. Next part of the Mishnah. If I'm a few these lad, any baby, stretching him on shita. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that baby mean any baby? So what's the Chiddush? Dr. Gemara, the Chiddush is Mao the same of the blood, the mixture of Beni Inchi Ba'inan. We need a child that's considered Chashav. Now the Rush learns a son is a Chashav a child. A daughter is less Chashav. A Tumtum of Hadragonist is even less Chashav than that. People don't view them the same. And therefore, maybe he meant the child, which is a son. Now the Rambam learns, no, the Gemara never had a Havamina that a daughter would not be considered. The Chiddush is Tumtum Vandragonist. Rush learns the Chiddush is all three, because a Chash of a child is a son. The Rambam learns that the Havamina was Tumtum Vandragonist shouldn't be included, but a Bas is considered a Chash of as a Ben, and therefore would be included. So Tamakloikus Rishainim, Tamak Malan, then he meant any child. Rashi, Chashubi Beni Inchi, Bas Tumtum Vandragonist, Loi Chashu. So Tamakloikus Rishainim, whether in the Havamina of the Gemara, would a Bas have been included or not. The Rush says no. Mechshav Beini Inchi means people look to a son. That was, I know it doesn't fly in 2045, even though I really think deep down it does, but people view today that would be considered gender discrimination, and therefore men and boys and girls are equal. But in those days, a person that had a son was considered having a good child, a more chash of a child than a daughter. That's what the Rush is saying. As the Rambam is saying, he meant a regular child, son or daughter. A tumtum and a dragon is out of the ordinary. Everybody should have a wonderful day. And Baruch Hashem, I hope to be back in person tomorrow.